Stories from the daycare centre, 2.
Big man. Oh, the lean old. Remember the lean old film? Anytime I was at the place was the top of the town, to the right hand side. It's up high, up. It's a story high. You wouldn't go to the pitch on a Sunday. It was freezing. Because you'd be colder inside than you would outside. The crack would be mighty.
Anne Maloney.
Mary Ryan.
Jean Casey.
Stafford Hall.
No, we started out together with the phones. I asked Mary, did she have one of those phones? And she said she had. Yeah, she had. And we were saying then about the phone boxes. And in those days, they had the two buttons, the A and the B. And when we were kids, we used to go and press the B just in case there was money left in there. Left in it from somebody before us. Then I was telling her that my dad was what they called a post office engineer at that time. And he used to go out at night fixing people's phones. And he used to take me an odd time. I'd worry him until he'd take me. And that he convinced me that the what they called the cat's eyes were real cat's eyes. And I got very upset because I thought they were killing all the cats and put their eyes in the road. Yeah, so I learned better after that.
Yeah.
I moved to Ireland in 78. I'm living here longer than I did in England, actually, now, at this stage. Yeah. I had 3 children coming over, and I had four.
Yeah.
I had another 2 when I was over here, so, yeah.
So I was born and reared in New Inn, village here, and I went to school in New Inn, to the nuns in the convent, and we used to, every Saturday, we'd come to town, we'd have to cycle into town to do the shopping for the mother, and we'd bring home the shopping and bear the bike and back out again with it. But then once a month we'd cycle into town to go to the Hall na Féile for the Irish dancing, and mothers and fathers, they all came with us, the whole lot of us used to come in. And an odd time we'd come into the cinema in Cashel. They're my memories of Cashel, but my biggest memory is doing the shopping. When I got bigger, then I was left go off on my own to come in and do the shopping. And was coming to Nora, remember Nora Ryan's shop?
Yeah.
Do you know where the building is now, where we turn up for here?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
There's Nora Ryan's shop there.
All right.
And she'd always give me a few sweets, and I put them in pocket, but they were priceless just to get a few sweets off her.
I remember a funny story, actually, when my boys would say about 15, 16, and we weren't over here very long, and there was a shop in John Street, and they used to go in for ice creams and sweets, but the lady in there liked her drink, and there was just the husband and wife, and this day we went in anyway, and she was passed out on the floor, and the husband came out and he just stepped over her and said, "What can I do for you?" It was hilarious.
We lived near the seaside, and we had no money, you know, one of 13 children. Dad had lost his leg in the war and money was very bad. So Mammy was into sewing for people and knitting. So we went to the beach all day. Mammy didn't worry about us. We were great. We'd have a sandwich, bread and jam, and take her down a bottle of water. And then I didn't have a bather, so she knitted me a bather. And she knitted my brother's bathers. So when we went in the water, all the sand went into the bather. So the bather came down here, full of sand. And the bather, and then she made it out of lint one day. And when we went in the water, it dissolved. So it was great fun. And then we'd go midnight swimming. And and the boys would swim there and we'd swim here. And the boys got out of the water one time, and when we went to get our clothes, they'd taken our clothes. And we had no clothes, and they'd pegged them on people's houses on the washing line. And then we learned to, we had to swim. So my brother said to me, "Mammy bought a big army dinghy." and we used to go out past the pier on it. And Mammy said to us one day, you take Jean with you now, because it was all boys, you take Jean with you now. It's about time she went. So anyway, I got into the dinghy and off we went, and we went right out to the pier. And my brother said to me, can you swim? And I said, no. And he went, time you did, and he knocked me in. No armbands, no nothing. And then the boys got in each side of me, and I was just dog paddling back to the shore. But I still loved swimming, And then one day we went down to what we called the moors, and we got caught a horse, and we fetched it up to the street. And my brother Alf said, I can ride a horse, bareback, no reins, no nothing. So he jumped on the horse, and he rode all the way down the street, and the horse bucked right up, and came down on his leg, on his ankle. And we went down, and he wasn't concerned about the ankle, he was concerned about getting the horse back to the pill. And he had to have a transfer. And so he never went to the army, because you were 18, you were called into the army, because of the skin graft, the boots, the army boots, was rubbed, so he got out of the army. And then my brother was in Egypt for the Suez. And he said to his friend said to him, would you go on duty tonight for me? He said, I got a date, you know. So anyway, he had my brother said yes. So my brother done duty, and the boy who went on the date got blown up. Yeah.
Well done, well done.
Yeah. Great story.
And then my father lost his leg in the war in Dunkirk, and he lived 4 days in a field just drinking marsh waters. And then they got him back to the beach, and they took him in a rowing boat. They were taking him in a rowing boat out to the bigger boats, and it got blown up at the side, so he was in the water again. So they dragged him back to the beach again, and he had to wait then for another boat to take him out. And they never amputated his leg till he got back to the UK.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we applied for, Mammy applied for a pension, and the stump of the leg was a third too long, and they wouldn't give him a pension. So he had nothing.
Thanks a million, yeah. But I get to say your name after.